Well, it's a good question, Melissa. The websites, it seems there are more websites sprouting up these days since the pandemic, but it's nothing new. In fact, in our survey of thousands of kids, these are high school kids, previous to the pandemic, we showed cheating rates at about 80%.
So is this something that could impact students' progress, especially those that already may have fallen behind because of the limitations of remote learning?
Yeah, I think if you combine the stress, the continued high expectations from parents, the fact that colleges, many of them are not relying on test scores, so there's even more of a premium in students' eyes on grades, I think there is a lot of pressure that comes from the pandemic that could make them feel like they need to cheat. But like I said, we've seen cheating rates before the pandemic this high. What you really need to do is make certain changes at the school level to help, not if you can't completely eliminate cheating, at least help persuade students not to do it.
So what are some of those changes?
So we've had some good luck working with schools that have changed how they assess kids. So instead of having a closed book test where it's timed, where you have to memorize a bunch of things, we've had teachers move to open note and in some cases untimed assessments. It's obviously no need to cheat if it's open note, right? But there's also the sense of, can you work on projects? Can you have one-on-one conversations? Can you do debates and simulations where you're still assessing students' knowledge, but you're doing it in a way where it's not as easy to cheat or get the answers from someone else?
Do you think those changes will become widespread?
I hope so. What we do know, and we've known this for years, is it is a better way to teach and a better way to assess students. When students are more engaged, when they are excited by learning, when they see the purpose and meaningfulness in it, they're less likely to cheat. And when they know that they've got all the resources around them, which is, by the way, what we have in the real world when we're assessed, right? Nobody says to you at work, you can't use any of the resources around you when it's timed and you're going to get in trouble if you cheat, right? That's not how people are assessed in the real world. So I do think it will continue, and I hope it continues much more widespread.
Even beyond the cheating or the potential increase in cheating, do we know how deep the impacts of the pandemic are going to be on learning or how long they'll last yet?
Well, we don't have really good sense yet. I know that many companies have been talking about learning loss. And what we're worried about is that, you know, there's some things that have not been covered this year. It doesn't mean that there's widespread learning loss. And a lot of times we're finding out that even large populations of kids haven't even taken those assessments to determine that. What I think is we're going to find much more is September of this year, October, November, teachers will really have a better sense of where kids are at and what they need to do to help bring them up to, let's say, reading at the grade level. What I'm more worried about, quite frankly, are the long-lasting impacts on student mental health and well-being. That, to me, and until we really make sure that kids are healthy, no deep learning is going to really take place.